Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get the call. Okay, 0937, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God, you're fucking lying.
Armand, hey, what's going on, baby? Yes, what's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Now, don't you start that. Don't you start that crying.
I'm sorry. I'm really happy. I'm watching you. I'm going through a hard time. I've been going through a hard time. I'm about
really?
I just wanted to let you know, thank you for just being you, bro. Just thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Thank That's you.
It. I'm sorry. I sent you
Why
a
are you
DM.
Crying? What's going on,
I'm not
going
to put it on the air. I won't put it on the air. I'll send you a personal DM. But, bro, you lighten up my world. I was getting ready to do something really bad, and I saw the two his live. I saw your little red shirt, and that shit, my swear to God, my body, my energy, something lifted off of me physically.
Wow.
God bless you, and thank you, and please don't stop.
Wow. Well, you know, this is why we do the show. That's the motto of the show for me. At least for that 1 hour, you can forget about your issues and your reality and cast your problems upon me. We laugh, we kiki, yes. We have a good time. So at least for that 1 hour, I'm glad that I was able to make you feel good about yourself. And don't do anything crazy, okay? If anything, go back and listen to one of these shows, okay? And feel better about life. And I'm glad. Anytime you need to call in.
God bless you, Armand. Thank you.
God bless you.
I deposit my check
and
send I'm off this planet. Thank you.
Yes, deposit your check and send that email. Send me that DM and let me know what's going on with you. I'd love to know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I sent you a
DM. Have
a
good night, boo.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Good night.
Be safe. Wow.
Thank you.
And we're praying for you. Yes. Wow. You just never know. You just never know. And this is why we have to keep this show going. At first, I thought she was kidding and she was serious. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But, you know, I got a little, I was like, wow, I felt that. But let's keep it going, show. Yes. 10:41, you're live on the air.
Hello?
10:41, you're live. Yes, what's going on? Talk to me.
Oh my God. Okay, so I wanted to talk about what you were saying. Why didn't Lotto stick and why she's not really sticking. She's not
yes.
sticking because I feel like she changed her sound too fast. She doesn't sound like what she started with. Like, we went from, you know that song, I'm a real ass bitch from the South, to I'm a very sexy
uh-huh.
girl, get it from my mama, to Big Energy. That's not the, it's not giving the same type of energy. So I feel like she changed it too fast, and she built a lot of her following off of Nicki Minaj fans because she kept
uh-huh.
saying, oh my God, I love Nicki Minaj. I want to make a song with her and stuff like that, and then the whole thing happened with them two. Well, her followers
uh-huh.
just because of that situation. So that's what I feel like. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for calling in. Let's take another call. 9262, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, what's going
Can
on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I love the show. I'm so excited
Thank
that
you.
You're back. I was missing you while you were gone. I wanted to talk on the Lotto and Ice Spice situation.
Okay.
It definitely has to do with Nicki Minaj, because back when her and Lotto got in their beef, right, Ice Spice reposted this video of her friend saying, I'm so sick of the young girlies coming for the old girlies. Where's your respect?
Mm.
And that's apparently where it all started. And now the, you know, the tea pages are posting screenshots following accounts. They have like 30 followers, but they're posting Lotto hate memes.
Oh.
And then it says, oh, Ice Spice followed me on January 19th. Like,
mm.
the girl is perpetuating the beef, I think. Like, she's trying to make it into a thing.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I'm Team Lotto. I don't think
okay.
the Twitter hate translates into real life because she's
okay.
booked and busy.
Okay.
You know, nominated up and down all year for awards.
Okay.
Best new this, song of the year. She's on Lizzo's stadium tour that they just added 16 more dates to. So obviously it's successful. Like,
yes.
I just think she needs to, you know, find out where she wants to go with her music and then take it there, and not, like, because she's going from big energy to talking about the kitty. Like, you know, she's got to find that middle ground.
I don't think that she's able to find, I don't know if Lotto knows where her next hit is at, you know, and not that everybody does, but I'm just saying it's like she's struggling trying to find that next moment for her. And she's trying all these different tools, and it's not sticking. And I don't know if not, like, me and we were, I was getting into some music, okay? And I was listening to Lotto, and I was realizing that she doesn't really have a tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, while she has the bars, her delivery and her tone and her, like, she just doesn't own the beat. Like, I don't know. She's missing that.
You think so?
Punch. Yes, I feel like that punch is missing from her. And I don't know.
I feel like that's what I actually like about her.
Really?
Her voice and the way that she pronounces her words. That's what really made me fall in love with her in the first place. But,
okay.
I mean, you're talking, like, old discography. You know, before the 777 rebrand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when she was Mulatto, not Lotto. But, I mean, I'm still following her, still supporting.
Yeah.
I hate all this, you know, like the hate train that is following the Nicki Minaj beef.
Yes.
But like I said, I don't really think that's translating into real life.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually just posted a clip on her Instagram of a new song that doesn't sound like it's about the kitty at all. And it's,
okay,
you know, a completely new direction. So, I mean, I'm hoping it hits. You know, I always got to hope that my girl hits and gets on the charts and can prove people wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But
Five more seconds,
I mean,
Carla. We've got to take
one
more.
Thing.
Thank you. Thank you, boo. Okay, 8151, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 5548, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So, first of all, croissants just swallowed. Okay.
Wow.
People love to be in the oppression Olympics, and I want y'all to stop competing because y'all are not getting no gold medal.
Okay.
Then a girl, one of those pretty girls that I grew up with, who led with their beauty, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
And because of the attitude.
Oh. So you don't like Stunner Girl?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But she just, I have a flashback watching her. I'm like, oh, you remind me of one of the pretty mean girls I grew up with. But you're really ugly because you're mean for it. You get what I'm saying? And I think Ice Spice is low-key a plant, but I think she's more commercial than Lotto because I think, like you were saying, tone, I think people can tolerate more of a northeast accent than they can a more rough around the
down
edges.
South.
Down south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
It's going to be interesting to see what Ice Spice's glow up looks like and with these collab and how she, because Ice Spice does have a cute little sound about her. It's a sexy little tone. So I'm excited to see how that translates this year.
I agree. And we can't say it's the skin tone because they both have yellow. So let's not do that.
Yes. But I will say, though, it seems like only high yellow girls are getting far. It's harder for dark-skinned black girl. That may be a video that we need to do. Why is it so hard for black, dark female rappers to get ahead, to even get in these conversations?
Because, like, Flo Millie
yes,
should be up there. Or, like, even, like, the R&B side, like, a girl like Pink. Like, Pink should be where Queen Eyes is. I mean, you know, so.
But you know why? Because here's the thing. When you talk about Flo Millie, when you talk about these girls, you guys, we the people, we're not streaming Flo Millie. The fans create who they want. Stream these girls. We the people, we are streaming these light-skinned mixed, racially ambiguous women. We are not streaming the dark-skinned girls the same way that we're streaming and supporting these other ones. See, here's the thing. We all act like we love, oh, Flo Millie, Flo Millie, Flo Millie. Are we listening? Are we buying? Are we streaming?
Not in the masses.
No, we're not. But we're all streaming Ice Spice. Look at the numbers.
But I think Ice Spice, though, she's kind of gimmicky, though, if you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
She's kind of gimmicky. People like that. The orange hair, you can see her from a mile away. She's light as you know what. And that's just, it's unfortunate, but that's what people see and they like.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Thanks, Boo. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good one.
You too. All right. We're going to take one more. 9092, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the Ice Spice situation.
Okay.
No shade. At first, I didn't really like Ice Spice, but she's really actually growing on me. And the whole situation started off between the Nicki drama because she was siding with Nicki because, you know, she's a whole Nicki fan. So she was siding with Nicki, and that's where Lotto got pissed off. And apparently, allegedly, she DM'd Ice Spice and was like, do we have a problem? And then her Ice Spice got into it in the DM, allegedly.
Mm.
That was because Ice Spice was cool with Lotto before all that happened.
Okay. Thanks,
Yeah,
Blue.
But that's all I really wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Bye. All right, we're going to wrap right there. If you guys didn't make it in, make sure you guys...